Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem Hey Mabez. But first, today's shiur is sponsored in honor of longtime listener of the daf, Stevie Fruchter, on his birthday by his close friends. We thank the sponsorship, again, sponsored in honor of longtime listener of the daf, Stevie Fruchter, on his birthday by his close friends. Okay, we are on Mem Hey Mabez. And we are by the Mishnah. We have moved on from sugyas of Avadim, and we discussed yesterday Pinyan Shvuyim and Havracha Shvuyim, helping them escape. And we now are up to the next Mishnah of other related takanos of Rabbi Gamliel. So says the Mishnah, Hamotzias ishto mishum shemra lo yachzir. If somebody divorces his wife, we're back to Maseches Gittin. If somebody divorces his wife, mishum shemra, because there are rumors about what she has done, maybe she was acting promiscuously. If a man knows for sure that his wife was mizaneh, so then he is not allowed to live with her. And we discussed the machlokas rishonim, whether he's a chiyuv to divorce her or he's just not allowed to live with her. We discussed Tosfos and Zvachim and the Rambam. But that is if he knows for sure. But what if he doesn't know for sure? Personally, there are just rumors that a person's wife is not acting properly. Anyone divorces his wife. So if that is true, lo yachzir, he's not allowed to divorce his wife. He's not allowed to retake his wife. We know there is a concept of machzir grushaso. If somebody divorces his wife and his wife does not marry anybody else in between, he's allowed to retake his wife. But the halacha is, the takana is, if he divorces his wife, Yishum Shemra, there's a takana that he's not allowed to retake his wife, and we'll say why. Or Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir, or if she is always making Nedarim, and he says, I can't live with a woman who's always making Nedarim, again, Lo Yachzir, he cannot divorce his wife. Why? The Gemara will, he cannot retake his wife. Why? The Gemara is going to say two different reasons. Rashi already mentions them here, so will we. Either Mishum Kilkula, which means if a man divorces his wife because he thinks there's something going on, and then she gets divorced, and she marries somebody else, and she has children, and then all of a sudden the first husband realizes and does the research and sees that really she was fine and she was innocent and the rumors were all false. And then he comes and says, you know what, I would never have divorced you if I knew that everything was okay. And it's going to lead to problems, because then what? The divorce was kind of al tanai, and then the second marriage was in sin, and the children are mamzerim. We don't want to have anything related to that. So Besdin says to the man, when he divorces his wife, Mishum Shemra, don't think that there's any way of getting your wife back. If you divorce, you better be very clear right now, because this is a divorce period, and you will not be able to cause problems in the future. That's called kilkula. The other reason given is because of kenas shlo benos yisrael prutzos barayis u'benedarim. This is a way, if the woman knows that she will never be able to get back to her husband, this is a way that she won't be involved in arayis or nedarim. If she knows that she'll never be able to be remarried by her husband, this is a way to help solve that problem. So that is what the Tanakhama holds. The Tanakhama holds one of those two reasons, maybe both. Rav Hashem, we'll see in the Gemara. But that's the first line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is b'chalek between different types of nedarim. And Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds only the second reason, and not the first reason. He does not hold of the issue of Kilkula. He's not worried about the husband coming in the future and causing problems, but he is nervous about the other reason of Shelo Yiyu Bnos Yisrael Prutzos Ba'arayus U'Benedarim. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, only if it's a high-level neder do we say that this takana kicks in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol neder she yadu bo rabim, if it's a neder that everybody knows about, yadu bo rabim, that's very parutz, and there we say lo yachzir. There we say that takana kicks in because we don't want women involved in that. In the darim sheyedu barabim, v'shelo yadu barabim yachzir. But if it's a private neder, so then we don't have that takana, because private nedarim is not something that we're going to make the takana against. Rabbi Meir Omer, and Rashi explains, Rabbi Meir holds the opposite. Meir holds only of reason number one, not of reason number two. He only holds of the issue of kilkula. And therefore, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol neder shetzara chakiras chacham lo yachzir. Any neder that cannot be gotten rid of by the husband himself, he has to go to the chacham. If you need hataras chacham, so then lo yachzir for that. That's where the takana kicks in, that he will never be able to retake his wife. Why? The Gemara and Rashi explains here, because you know what he might say in the future? Rabbi Meir is worried about kilkula. If I would have known that the rabbi could get rid of it, I would never have divorced my wife. And therefore, by cases that he could have gone to the rabbi for, so that's where we say, no, we don't want you to use that excuse in the future and mess up her second marriage. And therefore, we say, lo yachzer, know from today that there's no turning back. But if any neder that does not require a chakiras chacham, meaning the husband himself could have been made for it, so then yachzer, then we don't make that takana. Why? Because there, we're not going to accept his claim of, you know, if I, what do you mean, if you? You could have gotten rid of it. You didn't, so it was your fault originally. Now you can't say, oh, if. What do you mean, if? You didn't, you knew. It was a case where the husband could have gotten rid of it, and therefore, we don't say that would not be allowed. Why can't he say, or can he say, well, if I would, I didn't know that this is one of my nedarim that I could be made for. He can't say that. Meir's only nervous about the other case. Oh, if I would have known that a rabbi, Atar Sadarim, what's the difference? What's the difference between saying, oh, if I would have known that a Rav, that I'm worried about. But Meir's not worried about, oh, if I would have known that I could do it. So says the Rishash, because one's a pasuk in Chumash, and one's learned out from Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? We don't say, oh, if I would have known that I, Hafaras Habal, is a pasuk in Parshas Matos. And that's what's called Zil Kari Beirav, the Rishash here says. And therefore we can't use that excuse, oh, if I would have known. What do you mean if you would have known? It says it in the Torah. You should know. And you can't use that as an excuse. But what does the Mishnah say in Chagiga Daf Yud? Hetter Nedarim Parchin Bavir Ve'el Hamamashi Yismochu. Hataras Chacham is nowhere in the text. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. So if a person didn't go learn Mishnayis, he didn't learn, he doesn't know the halachas, he never heard the Shiurim, so then that would not be, that would be accepted as an excuse, and that's why we have to have a takana to prevent that, and therefore it is different. The Arachayim HaKadosh at the beginning of Matos mentioned, so why is it Parchin Ba'avir? Why doesn't the Torah say it? Why doesn't the Torah say, talk about Hataras Chacham? And says the Arachayim HaKadosh, because if everybody knows that there's always a way out, then similar to what the Gemara says here, then everybody won't take Nedarim seriously. There'll just be no there all the time, and we don't want that. So, one of the solutions, it is a solution, but one of the solutions of Hataras Chacham is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, kind of like a guard, so that people don't take Nedarim less seriously than they should. Good. There, the Tosfos Yantav here on the Mishnah has a different shot. The Rishash quotes the Tosfos Yantav also. He says, maybe by the Baal we say explicitly at the time of the Gerushin, you know that you can be made for this. And if you don't, it's your fault. Right? It's not just that we say, oh, it's a pasuk in Chumash, so you should have known. But we say it explicitly. We say, you can be made for this. Right? It's Inui Nefesh, or Bein Ola Beina. But by the Chacham, we don't say that. And that's why we're nervous about it. So that is Rabbi Meir. So again, so far, the Tanakhama holds of both reasons possibly, Kilkula, worried about the future marriage, or Pritzus. Rabbi Yehuda only holds of the Pritzus reason. Rabbi Meir only holds of the Kilkula reason. Rabbi Elazar, now the last Tana in the Mishnah, also holds like the previous opinion, Rabbi Meir, of only the issue of Kilkula, but he has an opposite Svara, as we will see in the Gemara and explain now as well. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo asru zeh ela mipnei zeh. Rabbi Elazar says back to Rabbi Meir, I agree with you that there's an issue of Chakiras Chacham and not Chakiras Chacham. But I think it's the opposite. A person could say, if I would have. What do you mean, if I would have? You can't say, the issue isn't if I would have known about the Chataras Chacham. Because a person is not believed to say that. Why? As the Gemara is going to say, Ein Adam Rotzeh Shetispazeh Ishto Bebezdin. Person doesn't want his wife to have to schlep to court and be embarrassed in the front of everybody. So a person's never going to be believed to say, if I would have known, I would have sent her to Beis Din. Because ain't other Rotzeh, but doesn't want that. So the real problem of Kilkula is the opposite, is the case of Eino Tzarech Hataras Chacham. We would Asir Hataras Chacham, that case of Tzarech, unto this case, because we don't want confusion. So Rabbi Elazar also holds of the issue of Kilkula, but in the opposite direction. Good. And then the Gemara then brings a story, which we're not exactly sure what it's referring to yet. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Maisa Betzidon, Be'echad Sha'amar Le'ishto. Somebody at Tzidon said to his wife, Konam, Im Eini Megarshich, everything is Asar on me. We'll see exactly what's everything. Is Asar on me if I don't divorce you. He forces himself, basically, he creates a situation where he has to divorce his wife. He makes a neder that he has to divorce his wife. V'gershed, he divorces her. And the chachamim matired him to take back his wife. Machzer grushaso mipnei tikkun olam. Because of tikkun olam. What tikkun olam? What's that last case talking about? So the Gemara is going to explain for us. Good. That is the Mishnah, all the different reasons given behind the shittas of the Tanoim. There is an important discussion in the Achronim here. And that is, we haven't had this discussion yet. We know the Gemara is going to tell us later on in the Masechta, in the last parak or so, that a get has to be given willingly on part of the husband. The husband has to give a get willingly, merit so no. On a Daraisa level, it does not have to be merit so no. It has to be ladaita of the woman, but not merit so no. It can be bal karcha. That's before the Chayr Mevrabeinu Gershim, who said that you cannot do that anymore. But there are all different cases of, well, what's called bar karcha and what's not. Probably the most famous one is the Rambam in Beis Chaf in Hilchas Gerishin, where he talks about Kofen Oso Achiyoma Rotsa Ani, where a person has an obligation to give a get based on halacha, and he's being a recalcitrant husband. So the Beis Din, in the times when we have a Beis Din that's in control, Beis Din can use other means to try to get the man to give the get. And number one is the means, which we're not going to get into now, but let's say they use whatever means, they're sitting on top of his head, and they say, give a get. He says, okay, I want to. Is that really Ratzon? That's not Ratzon, he's being forced to. So the Rambam says, unbelievably, that no, really every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's just sometimes that our Yetzirah gets in the way and forces us not to. But if we can remove our Yetzirah, by Beis Din sitting on his head, that removes the Yetzirah, and in that way, a person gives the get willingly. Okay, so that we have to talk about in the future a little more. But the Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Dalid, all the way at the end, the Beis Yosef quotes Achronim, who discuss, what about other cases? Is this called Meratzon or forced? What if somebody makes an oath that he has to divorce his wife? So now he doesn't have a choice. Is that called forced? Is that called a get me'usa, a forced get or not? What if somebody makes an eder? So he quotes a tshuva of the Ritva. The tshuva of the Ritva. Al ish shenishva lagarish es ishto. Vigirsha kodem shi'atirulo. A person makes a shvu, I swear I have to divorce my wife. So now he's forced to divorce his wife. So maybe that's a get me'usa. Maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Says the Ritva, Eina taina lifsol aget, bidi eved. No problem. That's not called a get me'usa. That get is fine. Shalom matzinu she'echashem ones beget, ela ba'ones shebalo shalom me'atzmo. It's got to be an ones that comes from the outside. Avol shvua zu, he hevia, hu hevia al'atzmo. But this shvua, he brought it on himself. Shahare mirit son atzmo, chi of atzmo, bishmu legarish. Lefisha gomer daito legarish, al kalpanim. Vinishma lirzuze nafshe. Says the Ritva, that's not a problem. That's not called a forced get. That's by a shvua. What about a neder? Would you say anything different? So he quotes the Maharal Bach, in a tshuva, and he quotes also, Ma'asa Maisa. There was a story, Bisha Nader Nazira Shimshon. Legarish is ishto. Somebody made a neder, a nazirus, that he was not getting out of. And he divorced his wife, a Gershom Beis Dino. And the Ralbach wrote a long tshuva regarding why is that good, why is that not according considered a get me'usa. And you know what he quotes? Our Mishnah. What does the last case of our Mishnah say? If somebody makes a neder to divorce his wife, and Beis Din, right, with the last lines. The last lines of Mishnah. Amar le'ishto kodam ani megashev v'girsha. And it was a good divorce. Right, it was a good divorce. So he says from there, he says, va'anhiru la'ainin. It was beferish, beferish. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes on the, Beis Yosef quotes in the end of Kuf Nun Dalet, and this is quoted also in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the end of Kuf Nun Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well, halacha l'maisa. Kuf Nun Dalet, this is right before Seder HaGet, after Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, sometime during this Masechta, everybody has to open up the Shulchan Aruch after Kuf Nun Dalet and read Seder HaGet, which is, just goes through, it's a summary of all the different halachas throughout the Masechta about what a get, how do you write a get, right? The Yesh Tzhar Milasadar Geber of Shabbos, to go through all the halachas, halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. It's not in the Siman. It's just a separate piece after Kuf Nun Dalet. It's 101 Seifim. 101, Kuf Aleph. But anyway, right before that, the last Seif before that, Mi shekibel alav nizir shimshon lagarish zishto mutal lagarish ve'ein bo mishum magarish ba'ones. Not a problem. That's not called gersha ba'ones. And the previous simon quoted that shuvah of the ritva in nishma ba'ali don't get tov sheyatiru lo kodem. It's better if you could go get rid of the shvu and the oath beforehand. Ah, but if you didn't, it's okay. If you get it, you didn't. Okay. So this is the shulchan aruch at the end of kufin and dalim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Amar of Yosi bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman. Says Rav Nachman on the Mishnah, when do we say that this takana kicks in? B'shas Gerach, that he's not allowed to retake his wife. That's only Vuhusha Amar Lamishim Shem Rani Motziacha. It's only if he says that when he's divorcing his wife. By the way, honey, I'm doing this because there are rumors about your behavior. Mishum Neder Ani Motziacha. Or he says, Mishum Neder. If he says that, that's where we have this takana of not retaking the wife. Why? Kasavar, this opinion, Rav Nachman holds, Kasavar taima mishmai mishum kilkula. It must be that this Rav Nachman holds that the reason for the Mishnah is because of kilkul, because of causing problems for the future marriage, and therefore I amar lahachi matzim akalkala. If he expresses this at the time of the divorce, so then there's a havamina that we might listen to him in the future. Well, I said at the time of the divorce that this is why I'm divorcing my wife. And if I find out otherwise, then I would never have divorced her. So if he says that, that's where he can be makalkal her later. But v'ilo, but if he doesn't say a word at the time of the divorce, that he comes up with this later on, lo matzi makalkala. Said he can't be makalkal. He can't just come up with a reason. It's totally dvarim shebelev. And therefore, we wouldn't listen to him anyway, so you don't need the takana. You don't need the takana of the Isser of Lo Yachzir. Tosas points out here on top that really the whole thing is just a chashash ba'alma. He's not going to be able to ruin the marriage of the second wife anyway. He didn't make a t'nai here. He didn't make, I'm divorcing you on condition because he expressed reasons, but he didn't make a conditional. So Tosas says on top, Nireh, d'chashash zu eina ki'im la'az ba'alma. It's just because he's gonna cause rumors. Veloshi he mamish get batel ben mamzerin. It's not mamish that he's gonna cause the future marriage to be undermined. To halo amar almanas. He didn't say almanas. Diafagav de bekame duchti mahani gilui das. You're right. In other areas of halacha, we've discussed this number of times in the past. Gilui das is enough. Remember the case of a man's making aliyah and he sells all of his possessions. Or a man gives away all of his property, he thinks he doesn't have a yoresh. So there are cases that you don't need a t'nai. But that's only in cases where it's obvious what you're doing. You're doing something unusual, so we think we could assume that this is the umdina. But here, on this first skinny line, hachalek lamemer hachi. Here you can't say that. How do you know? Me the boiler a mayor, tonight kafel. If you turn over on Ahmed Bey's, we'll see. There be mayor requires a tonight kafel, a double formulated condition in this case. Meaning it's a regular case where we don't know what his das is. Lakach nira de loasi el alaz ba'alma shiotzi el alaz kedei lahachzira. Okay, Tosus points that out. So the issue is not something so fundamental about undermining the second marriage. Other Rishonim have a little more, strength to this chash, the Chachmei Sfarad here, the Ritva, says no, that this is, once you say it, it's really a gilui das. Because generally people don't divorce their wives for no reason. So it's more than lots. Maybe he would be able to undermine. Maybe this is one of those cases, the Ritva and the Ramban say, that you would not need a Tznai Gamor because it's somewhat obvious if this is his expression. So either way, discussion in the Rishonim. So that is all. Number one reason for the Mishnah, Kilkel. Ika da Amre, Amr of Yosi Rabbi Yomi, Amr of Nachman, a different version of Rav Nachman, Tzarech Sheyomer La. Yeah, he has to say, not that if he said, he needs to say, Havei Yodas, you should know, Shemishem Shemra Ani Motziacha, Mishem Neder Ani Motziacha, we make the husband be explicit and give the reason why he's divorcing his wife. Kasavar, Taim Amai, what's this reason? Kadesh, Lo Yubarot, Yisrael, Prutzos, Barai, Sabinadarim. This is a guard that if they know that this is going to lead to divorce, so then they're not going to do it in the first place. So that's why Hilkach Tzorech Lameimer Lahachis. That's why he has to say it. So as we said, first is Kilkul, and the second day is Prutzos. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basa. We have a brisa that supports each one explicitly. Tanya Kalishna Kama. We have a brisa that supports the first one of Kilkul. Amar Rabbi Meir, the Tosefta. When the Tosefta In the third parak, quotes this discussion. The Tosefta says the following: Mipnei ma amru hamotzi asishto mishem shemra lo yachzer umishemner lo yachzer shema tele fatinasi laacher. Maybe she's going to go marry someone else. V'nimsu dvarim badain, and it'll come out that all the rumors were unfounded and they were untrue. Vayomer, and he will say, ilu ayisi yodeya shekenu. If I would have known this, afilu mayanosim li meyamana. They would have, even if you would have given me a lot of money, lo ayisi megarsha, I wouldn't have divorced my wife. V'nimsa get batil bane amam zeirin. And it comes out that she could never have gotten married. Tosafot says, does really mean that. The Rabbi of the Ritva say, he really means that. Lefichach omer mo, that's why we tell him, have a yodeya, shabot yasish, mishim shemra lo yachzir, mishim neder lo yachzir, know that you're never taking her back. So that is all like the Lishna Kama, the issue of Kilkel. Tanya Kalishna Basra, there's also a Brisa there in the Tosefta. That sounds like the second Lishna. Amr Abelazim Rabbi Yosei. Mipnei ma Amr Amosi Yisishu Mishim Shem Ralo Yachzir Mishim Nedo Lo Yachzir Shalo Yu Benos Yisrael Prutos Barai Yisum Benedarim. That's the reason explicitly. Lefichach Omrim Lo. Therefore we tell him, Emar La, say this to her. Havi Yodash Mishim Shem Rani Motziacha Umishim Neder Ani Motziacha. Wonderful. 2 days of the Gemara. 2 reasons. The Ritva here discusses whether the reasons hold of each other. Are they mutually exclusive reasons, or can one hold of the other one? So the Ritva says, the Lishna Kama is for sure arguing on the Lishna Basra. If you hold of Kilko, which means the issue is, if he says something, well, that reason is not going to make him say anything. Because that was the whole point of undermining, right? If you didn't say anything. So the first reason definitely doesn't hold to the second reason. It's obviously not worried about Prutzos Barayos. But so the Ritva has two opinions. Does the second reason also hold of the first reason? He says, Vade lishna kama palaga lishna basra. Veleslei taima de prisos klal. But the efshar nami lomar, it's possible to say, de lishna basra palaga lishna kama. It's possible to savar to behal lekamishim kilkul, right? The Lishna's Basra might say there's no kilkul here. Why? To keep on the lav tnaihu sheyasne. He didn't make a tnaihu beferish shal daskin ani magarsheich shem nimsa shemra sheino shemra sheyigay batal elagili adaz levachu omerkein bechia lav klumu. So it could be that second day does not hold to the first day. Inami Efshar, or the Ritva says, Delo, Pligi, it could be, they're not arguing with time of the Kilko. It could be everybody agrees to the issue of Kilko, and therefore we would not allow him for that reason. El Demosif, the Afilu, Mishaprisa Zika, right? Afagab Delo Mermidi. Not only if he says something, even if he doesn't say anything, we're still going to have this Takana kick in. So he has 2 days there about what he holds. The Rambam is also, has a difficult formulation to understand. The Rambam seems to paskin like both Lishnas. Right, so maybe like the Ritva's day of that they hold of each other. The Rambam in Perek Yud, in Hilchas Gerishin, the Rambam says, Hamosi is Isha Mishum Shemra. O Mishum Shi Prutza Benedarim. Omrimlo. We say to him, meaning we make him say this, which sounds like the second reason, Prutzos. Omrimlo, hodia, let her know. Shem ibnei zeata motzia, kedeli yasra, vidda, ata, she'en ata machzira liolam. So, number one, that he says, and know that you're never going to be able to take her back. Right? So both of those, that sounds like both reasons. Let her know, that sounds like reason number two, but you should know, mister, that you're never taking her back. Right, so it sounds like the first reason. And then the Rambam adds also an interesting, different than our understanding. What are we nervous about? Gezeira shematinasi la'acher, and how would we finish the sentence? She'll marry somebody else, and it'll lead to b'nei amam zeirim, and Rambam's lashon. Shematinasi la'acher, v'ta'ase tshuva, v'tiet snua tachtav, v'yomer, harishon, ilo isi odea, shekenu, lo isi megarsha. The Rambam's lashon is, oh, maybe she's going to do tshuva, and she become a tzanua woman, and he's going to say, oh, if I knew you were a tzanua woman, I would never. So it's not an issue of the actual violations, but he has a different formulation of maybe she'll do tshuva. The Magen Mishnah points out that he seems to paskin like both of the reasons. If you look, and we never quoted this before, so we'll quote it now, in the Shus Yaakov, at the end of Chelek Aleph, he has 10 pages on Ksas Chidushim. Ksas Chidushim, and he has in every Mesechta, Ksas Chidushim. So he has Ksas Chidushim, Mesechas Gittin. And there he talks about this Rambam and Magen Mishnah, and he discusses why the Rambam has to quote both reasons, why he's forced to say it. V'nirali di'ishli shita acheres bazeh balacha. V'kachwa Rambam, d'shtei alashonos hu akol echad. Really, it's one big fat reason. It's not a lishna kama and a lishna basra. It's really both. The lishna basra is coming to be matari. It's a kasha on the lishna kama. You can look there till he goes through the details, but that's called the Pe'er Yaakov. He has the Pe'er Yaakov at the end of Chelek Aleph of the Shvus Yaakov, Chidushim on the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we're up to the second opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's Mechalik, between which types of Nedarim do we say that he is not allowed to retake his wife? If it's a public neder, he's not allowed, and if he's private, he is allowed. So, what's the reason? We said Rabbi Yehuda holds the priestess reason. So, the more serious neder is more priestess. Rabbi Yehuda Omer called neder Shalom Rabbi Yafser. Shalom Yehuda Rabbi Yafser. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. My time under Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? Dichsiv. Why are the neders barabims more serious? Dichsiv. Because the pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua. What neder is in Sefer Yehoshua? What shvua? Remember the Givonim, who were from Eretz Canaan, but they pretended that they were from far away because they didn't want to be attacked by the Jews, so they put on the clothing that was ripped and torn and brought old canteens with them, and they faked it, and they had the heads of the Jews swear to them and make a covenant with them. So, Velohikum b'nei Yisrael, and after they found out, it says that b'nei Yisrael did not smite them. Ki nishbu v'hem nesiyeh eda. Because the Nesiim had sworn, and therefore you see from there that a neder, barabim, is a more serious neder, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says his shita. Virabanan, we'll get back to that story, but let's continue first. Be'ez Hashem Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan who say that there is hafara to a neder barabim? Hasam, michal ha-shvua alayu klau? The Rabbanan say, over there, the reason that it was a more serious shvua or neder was not because it was barabim. Over there, the whole thing should have been null and void, bichlal. Did they have to keep the oath? Kiva da'amru luhu me'eretz rechoka banu, vilobo, they said they were from a far land and they worried. Lo chai l'shvua l'ilavayu klal. The shvua wasn't at all binding. It was a shvua betos. It was under misinformation. The reason that they kept to their oath was because of the Kiddush Hashem that they could have made and the potential Chil Hashem that people would have thought about them. And that's why that's why we can't bring a raya from there that a shvua or an ed barabim is unretractable and you can't get rid of it, right? Don't bring me a raya from that story. Okay, a lot to talk about here, starting with Tosfos. Tosfos asks here, again, it's two opposite Tosfos. We discussed this in the Navi Shirim. Those who want to join, we're finishing up. We have one more parak, by the Shem, to say from Malachim Aleph. And those who want to join, it's a parak, a shir, generally on the OU and the OU archives. We started with Yehoshua, and we are moving every day, along with the mitzvah shiurim that we did the previous years before. It's all on the OU website. Feel free to check them out. But Tosfos here asks, why did the Givonim have to fake and pretend they're coming from a far land? Why didn't they just come to Shalom? Why didn't they just come and say, come, we want to make peace with you? They weren't going to fight. Why didn't they just come and make peace? Right, the Yerushalmi says, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi in Shvius on the first white line, Shalosh Pruz Dugmaos, Shalach Yeshua L'Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua sent letters. Whoever wants to leave can leave. Whoever wants to make peace can make... He sent these letters, so why'd they have to? Question all the Rishonim ask. Why was there a need for them to come and pretend and then lead to everything that it led to? So Tosfos' reason is, Tosfos says, that allowance of making peace only applied for the people, for the nations, who made peace before Klal Yisrael came in. But if you didn't take the acceptance before, then it's too late. Then it was too late. Says the Tosfos, "Hainu kodim sha'avru as ha'yardein, avo mishenichnusu mashma shelo hayu yecholon la'ashlim, v'lakachutz rechu laharim v'lo mamayers rechok abanu." They were too late. Answer number one. Rashi in Dvarim. Rashi in Dvarim in Parsha Shoftim says there's a chilek between Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. The She'ela Shalom is only by Melchemes Rishus. By Melchemes Mitzvah, you don't have that. You have Melchemes Mitzvah, period. So they have to leave. They can't be here. Number two. Number three, Another idea, the Rambam says that maybe they were wrong. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim. Maybe they could have. they didn't know the halacha. They saw the Jews coming in. Maybe they didn't get the letters. They didn't believe the letters. The Rambam says, Im Kain, Hilchos Malachim, Mipnei Maherimu Yoshvei Givon, if it's true that Yeshua, start from the beginning of the halacha, Shlosh Aksavim Shalach Yoshua Achlo Nichas Laaretz. Yeshua sent three letters. Harishon Shalach Lahem. Misha Rosa Levroach Yivrach. The Chazav Eshalach. Misha Rosa Lahashlim Yashlim. The Chazav Eshalach. Misha Rosa Lahashlim Melchama Yaseh. Right, all three choices. Run, peace, or fight. Im Kain, and therefore, ask the Rambam, Ibn Ma Herimu, Yoshve Givon. Why the Givonim trick? Lefisha Shalach Lahem, Bichlal, Velo Kiblu, Velo Yadu Mishpat Yisrael, Vidimu Shein Poschem Lahem Lashalom. Right, that's what he says. And then he says, V'lama kasha hadavar l'nesiyim, V'ra'u she'ra'u ilakosam l'fichar v'lulei ha'shvua, V'bnei she'karsu l'embris, and it was betos. Right, and therefore, it should have been, right, nishmu lahem bedin hu she'yahargum, al she'hintum lulei chilul Hashem. The Rambam said they would have got rid of them. They undermined the whole Am Yisrael. And therefore, says the Rambam that it was because that they didn't know. The Radak on Navi has another pshat. He says, Shalom doesn't mean just mean Shalom. Shalom means Kabbalah Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So that's the Kabbalah. That they weren't ready to do. Kabbalah Shev Mitzvah, we discussed a couple days ago about Ger Toshav. But Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, many different suggestions exactly what happened in that story. There is a difficult Radvaz. The Gilyoni Ashas here, Rabbi Yosef Engel, quotes the Radvaz and says the Radvaz is against our Gemara. He just doesn't understand how the Radvaz says what he says. The Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches, he says the following. He says, interesting Shaila, could a shliach make a shvua or a neder for the mishaleach? Let's say I send somebody to court for me, and then the court wants me to swear. Could he make the shvua for me? Could you make a shliach? Could you make a neder or a shvua through a shliach? If we haven't discussed this back in Nedarim, so he says, "Im yuchal shliach lekayim iser u'shvua la'asos davar ploni." And if he takes a shvua, do I have to fulfill it? V'yischayev a mishalech lekayim oso iser o oso shvua to shlucho shal adam kamoso o dilma lo mechayev kima shelo hotzi hamishalech shvua mipiv v'lo hayem belibo gamkein. So says the Radvaz, "In zivu beferish lekayim iser b'shvua. If the mishalech said take a shvua, then fine." Then he can take a shvua and he'll be bound by it. But if not, so then I'm not sure. But he says, Yesh lahavi raya mimaisa hagivonim. What about the story here? It was the Rashi Hamatos, who was the Nisim, that took an oath, and all the rest of Klal Yisrael were bound by it. Hakamon, says the Radvaz, She Yisrael lo hayu chafetzim lahachayosam. The rest of the Jews wanted to kill the Givonim. Ela mipreisha nishvu lahem nisiyeh ha'eda, shehem kishluchim shalahem, gamhem nitvesu b'shvua, ulafichach lo hargum. And then the Radvaz says, and even though you might say that really the Shvuah wasn't binding and it was just because of Chil Hashem, V'yavamishi yishlit choski b'bnei Chil Hashem nimnu mila hargam, shalo yomru nishboim v'ein makayim v'karsim bris v'ein om debo, mikol mako, but still, that's not the pashtus of the psukim. The pashtus of the psukim seem like it was because they had to keep the oath, and that's why they were stuck with it. Pashtei dekra mashma ki b'bnei ha-shvuah nimnu mila hargam. Says the Radvaz. Esther Yosef Engel. The Gemara says exactly the opposite. Our Gemara says, the Shvuah was not binding. But what's the answer? It's not an answer, but it's an unbelievable Chiddush. The Radvaz says, there's importance to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, even if it's against what Chazal say. That's what the Radvaz says. The Radvaz says, even though I know it's Chil Hashem, you might still, the Psukim sound like you have to keep the oath. And it was an oath that was taken by a Shliach, so he's trying to learn a halacha from that even. That's unbelievable. Rabbi Yosef Engel can't fathom that. Can't understand that. But that's this Radvaz over here in Simin Yud Ches. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'kama Rabim. So how much, once we're talking about this discussion of Rabim and Eder Barabim, how many people is Rabim? Rav Nachman Amar Gimel, Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara. Okay, 3 or 10. Rav Nachman Amar Gimel, why? Yamim Beis Rabim Gimel. Learning that from Zava. By Zava, it says how many days she has a flow. Yamim is 2, Rabim is 3. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara, Dichziv Eda. Says Eda, and therefore Eda is always 10, as we learn out from the Meraglim. The Chashuk Echemet here has a Shaila. There was a Nadiv, there was a philanthropist, a Baal Tzedakah, that told the shul. He says, you know, so-and-so's going to give a shiur. I'll support the shiur. I'll pay the shiur as long as there's a rabim that comes to the shiur. How many people you need to come to the shiur for that to be supported? Right? Do you go by this gemara? Two or three? He says, two, three people at the shiur. Okay, he's got to pay for the shiur now. He's got to sponsor it. Or do you say, and this is what he's noted to, by nedarim hochanach aloshim b'nei adam. Right, this guy wants to pay for a shiur that everybody knows about, that everybody's going to, a popular shiur. And two or three people, you know, who knows what rab it means, you know, in that realm, but you have to look at what people would say that, oh, there are a lot of people at that shiur. Okay, Rabbi Meir Omer, Viter, Kol Neder Shetzarech Lechulus. Rabbi Meir, with the next line in the Mishnah, the next opinion, Rabbi Meir said, only a neder that requires Chakiras Chacham, that's the one that... is, we say, lo yachzir, but not otherwise. And Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar argues, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo asu tzarech, ala b'nei she'eno tzarech, b'bay kemiflagi, what's that machlokas about, as we said, Rabbi Meir, savar, adam road session, dispazo ishtam b'bezdin. Rabbi Meir says, a person wants, doesn't really mean a person wants, right? Rashi knows this is an unusual lashon. Rashi, adam road session, dispazo, klomar, eino machpid b'kach. Not that he wants his wife to be embarrassed, but he's not concerned about her being embarrassed. Meaning, he's not focused on her not going to court. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says, a man could say, oh, if I would have known I could go to the Chacham, so then I would have sent her to the Chacham. And therefore, that's the case that you have to say, lo yachzir, the takana, the case of tzarech. Rabbi Elazar, Savar, no, ein adam rotsa shedispazo ishtam bevezdin. No, you're not worried about the case of tzarech, you're worried about the case of ein tzarech. And there you go there on the tzarech just because of the ein tzarech. Good. The Ritva right here wonders, we were just talking about, can you make a shliach to take a shvuah for you? What about the following question? Ask the Ritva. If I made a neder, and I want to get hataras nedarim through a chacham, can I make a shliach to go in front of the chacham to get it matir for me? Or do I myself have to appear in front of the chacham? Says the Ritva. What do you get from our Gemara? Adam Rosa should dispose of his show. Maybe he'll go himself. His wife won't have to go. What's the whole issue here? You know what it sounds like from our Gemara, says the Ritva? It must be that you have to go yourself. It must be that if the woman took the nether, she has to go herself. And that's why there's the issue of Rosa or Eina Rosa should dispose of his show. How do you get out of that raya? Sounds like a strong raya. Right, our Gemara, right? If the woman wouldn't have to go herself, this whole issue doesn't get off the ground. So says the Ritva, he has the 2 days about this. He quotes Pirish Rabbeinu, which might be the Ra'ah. To Mehacha Shaminon De'ein Nishalanai De'Shliach. V'cheinami, he says, other Gemaras that he quotes. And he says, maybe the only way out from this is that Shetisbaze Ishto doesn't only mean literally that she's going to be in Bezdin, but that Bezdin will know about her Nidarim. So then, even if there's a Shliach that goes, he still wouldn't want that. Ikaman de Parish, de Meha, ha chalekaraya, de ha ein adam rotze, Shetisbaze Ishto beBezdin, de amrinan, lav mishum halichasa lishamhu, ela kadeshalo yishmu Bezdin Nidareha. Right, so Machloka says the Ritva, I'm not sure what to do. Umiyu kiva dika sveka bene ravasa. My rabbis argue about this. Azlinan lechumra. Ve'ein ishalan de iser Torah hu lechumra. Slavi daraisa lechumra, so don't get it matired unless you go yourself. That is the, where does this come up? Comes up by an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes the husbands do it on behalf of the wives. Right, so they're the, that's because stuff today, it's a minhag, and it's not the full-fledged Hataras Nedarim, so that is why the minhag is for the women not to do it themselves generally. The husband can do it for the woman. He also has a line there that it could be Ishto Kagufo, and therefore the husband might be different than some other shliach. So, Yishmi Amal Lismoch, it's fine to do it through there. Fine, then the Gemara had the Mishnah had a story about a man who took a ned there, about divorcing his wife. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ben Sidlan Mechulu. My Tana, Dektani Maisa, how does that story connect to the previous part of the Mishnah? Chisuri Mechzer of Achiktani, we're missing a couple of words. Bamed, Dvar Mamurim, when do we say all of these rules about that? We're going to say Lo Yachzir, Kishan Nadra, he, if she made the nether, then we're nervous about what's going to happen. Avol Nadar, Ihu, Yachzir. But if he ever makes the nether, then we don't have these Takanas. V'yom, because the reasons don't apply. Kilkula, he's divorcing his wife because he made the nether. V'yom, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and there's even a story. My sanami b'tzidon be'echad shamar le'ishto koni min eni megarshich v'girsha v'tiru lo chacham m'shechzi random b'nei tigan ha'olam. So you see, he divorced his wife because of a nether that he made, and they allowed him to get remarried because of Tikkun HaOlam. My Konam, what was the Isser that he said? Amar Rav Huna, Ba'omer, Ye Asru, Kol Perasha, Ba'olam Allah, Yemeni Megarshech. Right? All fruit in the world should be Asr if I don't divorce you. So that was the case. Vihitir Loshiachzi Rana. And they matired him to take back his wife. So Pshita. Why would you think otherwise? What would be the reason not to? So, ma'od etema ligzar mishum de Rabbi Nassan. You might think, well, we should have a gzeira mishum Rabbi Nassan. The Tanya Rabbi Nassan, Omer Rabbi Nassan says, kol anoder kilu bana bama, famakaimo kilu kervala karban. Nedarim are bad, in general. If somebody makes a neder, it's as if he's building a bama at a time of Isser Bamos. And if somebody doesn't go to a rabbi to get rid of it, but fulfills his neder, it's as if he's being makar karban on it. So you might think that nedarim are generally bad, and therefore you should make takanis that will motivate people not to make nedarim. Kamash Mulan, we don't go that far. Rav Nassan is true, but we don't go that far. What's the connection between a neder and building a bama? Right, well, ma kesha between them. So the Rishonim discussed this in Nedarim, where this comes up on Daf Chav Beis. So there's a beautiful Ran. The Ran there, in Nedarim Chav Beis, says, what's the connection between a neder and a bama? Says the Ran, in both of the cases, the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Hashem loves karbanos! What do you mean? It's great! Hashem loves rules and regulations of Isurim that we take upon ourselves. I'm just adding on a couple of Isurim. So Hashem loves that! That's the connection. He thinks that he's doing a mitzvah. The Saka Daita, the Noder, the mitzvah ka'avid. The Rachmana Asrei, b'mili di Isura, v'iyunami asara nafshe, v'ka'amar ditoy da'adaraba, lobone ba'medami. The Nehid Rachmana Asrei lakrube karbanas bifnim, Asrei de lo losif ale libnos bamal hakre bachutz. Right? It's enough. This is not the way that Hashem wants. You think you're doing a mitzvah. Like we've discussed in the past, the Chafetz Chaim and others, sometimes the Yetzer Hara knows that we're not going to fall for Averas outright. So he dresses up mitzvah, he dresses up an Avera to look like a mitzvah. Right? Lo dayecha, but really it's a problem. That's what the Ran says. If you look at the Shidim Kubetzes, the Shidim Kubetzes there in Nedarim has another comparison. He says, they're both actions that per se, at this moment, you didn't do anything wrong yet. But it's going to lead to problems. You build a bama. You didn't do the Avera yet. You made a nether. You didn't do the Avera yet. But you might be makriv bachutz. You might violate your nether. So both of them are creating situations which are dangerous for your neshama. That's the Shin Lekubetz is there in Nedarim. The Meshul Chachma, you can never do this Rabbi Nassim without mentioning the Meshul Chachma in the Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, where he makes shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, about the root of karbanos. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes, karbanos are mostly, there's a major element of anti-Avodah Zarah, because people have a taiva, so instead of giving it to Avodah Zarah, at least give it to Hashem. And the Ramban jumps on the Rambam. The Rambam obviously thinks there's more to that. But if you take that reason in a vacuum, so then the Ramban jumps on that in the beginning of Vayikra and says, no! Adam brought karbanos, Noach brought karbanos, there was no Avodah Zarah yet. Right, so what do you mean? There's a positive element of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Karbanos that we might not be able to appreciate in our day and age because we don't have a base of Mikdash, but there's something inherent as we talk about whenever we learn Seder Kadshim. So the Meshul Chachma says, I'll make Shalom. In the base of Mikdash, Mizbeach. So that's where the Ramban's right. The Bamos, at the time of Heter Bamos, then the Rambam's right. That's where the Rambam, why does Hashem allow us to have bamos in our backyard before we had a Beis HaMikdash? That is to wean us away from Avodah Zarah. Masha'en Kein in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the Shalom that the Meshul Chachma, that's the Meshul Chachma the Meshul Chachma makes. And then the Meshul Chachma says, U'bazeh Yuvan Hada Amar Rabbi Nassan. Right, and that's why building a bama is like making a neder is like being makar of a carbon. Why? Because ultimately, we're not supposed to. Why does a person make a neder? Because they feel that they're going to falter somewhere. So I'm going to make a neder so I don't. That's like the bama, which is the anti-avodah zarah, just because you're going to falter. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is the Beis HaMikdash. The ideal is not to even need that. right? And that's the Meshachachma. Again, he has a long piece there, a beautiful piece, but that's in the Hakdama to Vayikra. Okay. One more line, till the Mishnah says, the Gemara Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam, so Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam, we allowed this man who divorced his wife because he made a neder, we allowed him to come back. So the Gemara says, my Tikkun HaOlam, Mika, what kind of Tikkun HaOlam are you talking about? What kind of need was there? Amar Rav, Sheishas HaReisha. You're right, no, it's going back on the Reisha. That the Lo Yachzir is, Tikkun HaOlam is going back on the original cases of Kilkula, the woman neder. Ravina Amar LaOlam HaSeifa, no, really it's going on this case, Vachi Ktani. Ain bazu mi bei tikkun olam. No, it's mi bei tikkun olam because the reason of tikkun olam does not apply to this case. That's what the Mishnah really means. And therefore, you don't have to have the takana of not allowing the husband to retake his wife. Period. Once we were talking about Nidarim, just to mention the Chashuke Chemed, I think I saw this in Arevna years ago also, but he reprinted it here. This is the case. Neighbors, husband, two families, they get along with each other, they're great friends. One has a son, one has a daughter, they're in Gan together, they're 3 years old, and the parents are like, well, wouldn't this be a great shidduch? And they make a shvua betzkias kaf with each, to each other, they shake on it that we're gonna be mishadech our son and daughter. Wonderful in Gan, they're so their best friends, but lo and behold, they become 18, 19, 20, and they're nice, but they have no interest for each other. So now what do the parents do? They took a shvua. Nishba. So what do? Nisar shela ma lasozem ashvua shalahorim shenishvu zelazeh. So the Chashuk Echemet says he asked his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv says, you don't have to do anything. The shvua was not that they would for sure marry these children off to each other because that's eino biyadam. That's not in their control. The shvua, the umdina was that the shvua meant that they would try to do everything they can to convince their children to marry each other. But if they do all they can, that's it. They fulfill their shvua. And you don't have to force the children in that way because that is not what was meant by the shvua. Interesting. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Hamotzi es ishto mishum islandis. If somebody divorces his wife because he thinks that she is an island and she never developed into simani narus, Reb Yehuda omer lo yachzir. He can never take her back. No yachzir, why? Because what happens if it turns out she wasn't an islandess and that she has a child, if I would have known? So the same kind of problems, and therefore he can never take her back. The chachamim omer yachzir, the chachamim not worried about that, they're not worried about kilkula, maybe they're worried about the other reason, a priestess, which doesn't apply here. Niseis la'acher v'hayu lobanim emenu. What if she married someone else and lamaisa had kids? V'itovas ksubas, and now she goes back to the first husband and say, well, you divorced me without giving me the ksuba, because you thought I was an islandess, so now can I please have my ksuba? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, omer la, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what we say to her? Shtikuseich yafa midiburech. You better keep quiet. Because if you come back and you want your ksuba, so you're saying that it's because that you're not an islandess, so then his taina of, I only divorced you because I thought you were an islandess, is going to have more teeth, and therefore, it's going to mess you up in your new marriage. So therefore, it's better to keep quiet in that way. There's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says, the case here of islandess and giving her a get is even if he did not know that she was an islandess when they got married. It's not called a mekachtos. He still has to divorce her. Why? Ein adam osa bilasa bilasnus. And therefore, even though nothing was said, he was not makir, but once he marries her, he has to give her a get. That is what Rashi says here. And Tosfos jumps on Rashi and says, chas v'shalom. If there is such a major defect in a woman, or in a man for that matter, when they get married, you don't say, ein adam osa bilasa bilasnus there. No, you know what you say? That by other mumin, Tosfos says. By other mumin that are more common. But by Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos, v'ad de pligi, ein adam osa bilasa bilasnus, haidu bishar mumin, de machil, that he might be mochel on. Right? Other minor mumin. But by islandess, she can't have kids. For sure not. That's not a marriage. That's not a marriage. So here, Tosfos says, now at the beginning of Tosfos, mash mahacha, the island is by a get. Vitema. I don't think an island is needs a get. You know what the case is here? She was a Suffolk islandess. You know, look, she had kids afterwards. So obviously she was not an islandess. So Tosfos says, the case here is Suffolk. If it was Vadai an islandess, then there's no get that's needed, because that's a mekach tos. Right, which has to do with many cases l'maisa, rachmana l'tzlan, in cases where we could ever say that if there was some information that was not given at the marriage, is there, most cases we will require a get, but there are some cases that could be very, very extreme, that a man or a woman did not reveal certain information, and the poskim have to work that out, whether we could say that wasn't even a marriage. Which could solve certain problems in certain cases. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kilkula, Rabbanan lo chayish l'kilkula. This Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is worried about kilkul, right? And that's why he says, lo yachsir here. He's worried about the taina in the future. And the Rabbanan are not, v'haif chashamina luhu. But the Mishnah we started off with today said the opposite. Ditznan, Hamozi hasizdo mishim shemra lo yachsir, mishim neder lo yachsir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, remember, only held a priestess. Kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachsir, shelo yadu bo rabim yachsir. Alma, Rabbanan chayishi l'kukula, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish l'kukula. So it's the opposite, chitos. Answer, Omer Shmuel Eifach. Okay, Shmuel, always the easy answer. Flip them in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, you can't flip them here. V'amidiktani seifa, because look at the last line of our Mishnah. Nis isla echad v'hayu labanim. Amen. V'hitovask subasa, Amar Rebbe Yehuda. Omer la shtiku seich yafa midibureich. Rebbe Yehuda said, your shtika would be better. So you see, Rebbe Yehuda is worried about kilkul. Michla Rebbe Yehuda chayesh the kilkula. So, how do you do that? So you can't flip this sheet to say that he's not worried. So, anami efach. Okay, first answer is that, take out Rabbi Yehuda from the Seifa also. Really, put Rabbanan in there. Abaya Amar, or Abaya says no, la'olam lo tefach. Don't switch it. V'Rabbi Yehuda, really, Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Kilkul. Really, he is worried about Kilkul. But, in the earlier Mishnah, there's no Kilkul that's possible. Why? The ahi sabala kerbi meyer v'sabala kerbi elazar sabal but sarich sabala kerbi elazar. He holds like Rabbi Elazar regarding sarich hatar eschacham. He holds ein adam rosa shetisvaz ishu bebezdin. So a person can't come and say, oh, if I would have known about going to a rabbi, he can't say that. So that kilkul claim is not on the horizon. B'she'eino tsarif, and in a case where you don't need a chacham tsarif like Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Meir, right, who has the issue of ein baal toeb b'nether shebiyado lahafer. As we said, we gave the svaras of the Rishash and others. If he could do it himself, then he can't claim, oh, if I would have known. You should have done it then. So he does hold of the issue of kilkul theoretically, but in that previous mission, there's no issue of kilkul. That's possible. Amarava, Drabiuda, Drabiuda, Kasha, Drabana, Drabana, Lo Kasha. So what about the Stira and the Rabbanan? Ella, Amarava, Drabiuda, Drabiuda, Lo Kasha, Kiddushaninan. We answer that Stira. Really, the issue he holds is Kilkul, like in our Mishnah, but in the previous Mishnah, there's no issue that's possible. Drabana, Drabana, Lo Kasha. How about the Rabbanan? Why over here are they not worried? And over there they are. Man Chachamim, Rebbe Meir, Da'amar, Be'inan, Tznaikafel. Maybe this is Rebbe Meir Shita, who holds that you need mishpatei atznaim, you need rules and regulations of how to make a tznai, v'hachamai eskina, v'delo kafli atznai. And therefore, if you didn't make a tznai, that's why there's no worry. There's no worry if you didn't make a tznai, because then, even if you come and claim, the tznai is ineffective, because you didn't do normal mishpatei atznaim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, and we want to thank the sponsorship. Let me just get the sponsor here. Sponsored again in honor of longtime listener of the Daf, Stevie Fruchter, in honor of his birthday by his close friends. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, Parsha Shir should be up from last night.